Greetings. This is Jeffries Samuel, continuing our studies on Book of Micah. In the last lesson, that's lesson 3, we were discussing the title, "A Deliverer is Coming." In chapter 3 of Micah, the prophet Micah was rebuking the faithless leaders and predicted the destruction of Jerusalem. In this lesson, number 4, we will discuss the vision that God gave to the prophet about Earth's golden age. Micah chapter 4 starts the sentence with, "In the last days." Micah predicted the destruction of Jerusalem that happened between 606 and 586 BC, and then he moved to the last days, when there will be a new Jerusalem and a rebuilt temple. There will be a righteous kingdom of Messiah. This period, known as the last days, began with the ministry of Christ, and that will climax with his return to establish his kingdom on earth. Prophet Isaiah had the same vision about the last days. In Acts 2:17, we talk about the scripture talk about the last days. In the last days, God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams." In Micah 4:1, "In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and people will stream to it." In scripture, a mountain is sometimes the symbol of a great earthly power. Lord would establish a great kingdom, and Jerusalem would be the capital. God promised that the nation would be united and the people return to their land. Jerusalem would become the world's most important city, and the temple would be rebuilt. There would be true worship of Jehovah. The people would stream to Jerusalem to worship God and hear his word. Matthew Henry's commentary states the following observations about these last days. There would be a church of God established after the destruction of Jewish church in the days of the Messiah. There would be a new charter and a new form of spiritual worship. A church would be set up in the world, and new members will be added daily. This church shall be firmly founded and well built. It shall be established in the top of the mountains. Christ himself will build it upon a rock. This church shall be exalted above the hills. People shall flow in unto it as a constant stream of believers flowing in from all parts of the world into the church. A new revelation shall be established on which the church shall be founded. For the Lord shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." In chapter 4, verse 2, the last part of verse 2. "The law is the law of faith. The gospel is the word of the Lord. We are under the law of Christ. This gospel will go forth from Jerusalem or Zion. The gospel will show the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. The gospel of Jesus Christ started in Jerusalem and spread all over the world. Verse 3 says, He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. I quote. A convincing power should go along with the gospel of Christ in all places where it should be preached. Verse 3. There will be peace between nations, a disposition to mutual peace and love shall be the happy effect of the setting up of the kingdom of Messiah. Nation will not take up sword against nations, nor will they train for war anymore. Verse 3. Second part. Every man will sit under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. I quote. They enjoy their own fruit. There would not be any reason for fear. The churches shall be constant in their duty. Verse 5. Peace is a blessing indeed when it strengthens our resolutions to cleave to the Lord. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. That's in verse 5. It was an affirmation of faith on the part of the true believers, the remnant in the land. The other nations may now be serving their own gods, verse 5, which are false gods. Though the remnant of Jews might be small, weak, and lame, God will gather them from all the nations and make mighty army out of them. Messiah will rule over his kingdom. David, the shepherd king, made Jerusalem his capital city. The son of David will one day reign from Jerusalem and care for his flock as a faithful shepherd king. Praise the Lord. In verse 6 through 7, we read like this, In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame, I will assemble the exiles and those I have brought to grief. I will make the lame remnant, those driven away, a strong nation. I quote, The state of the church had been low and very helpless because of the corruption of Jewish nation and oppression by other nations. They were like a flock of sheep that were maimed and scattered. It was promised that Christ would come himself to rescue them. He also sent his apostles to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. From among the Jews, God gathered a remnant. Verse 7. From among the Gentiles, he raised a strong nation. The gates of hell shall never be able to prevail against it. The Messiah shall be the king of this kingdom to the end of time. In Isaiah chapter 24, verse 23, we read like this, Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients means elders, gloriously. In Luke chapter 1, verse 33, And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. I quote. God promised that the nation would be united and the people return to their land. There would be peace among the nations because they would obey and submit to the Messiah's rule. Every Jewish family would enjoy their own fruits of the land and peaceful atmosphere without fear, as Micah described in chapter 4, verse 4. They would have a productive garden in a peaceful land. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 25, we read about King Solomon. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, lived in safety, each man under his own vine and fig tree. So we see a comparison here. The city of Jerusalem is called Daughter of Zion. Cities are usually classified as feminine. The Jews loved Jerusalem and wanted God's loving care for their city. But the city was in travail because the enemy came and captured people and taking them to Babylon. But there was hope because God was going to bring them back to the land. A remnant would be saved because of people's rebellion. The city and the temple was ruined. Jeremiah proclaimed that the exile would last only 70 years. And then the remnant would return and rebuild the city and the temple. In chapter 4 of Micah, verse 10, we read like this, "Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now thou shalt go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies." Prophet Amos predicted their exile to Babylon. He said, because of Israel's idolatry, God would send them to exile. Amos 5:27, we read like this, "Therefore I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty." The captivity in Babylon had a happy end. God redeemed them from captivity by using Cyrus, who acted therein as God's servant. In Isaiah 44:28, I quote, "Who says of Cyrus, 'He is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I please'? He will say of Jerusalem, 'Let it be rebuilt,' and of the temple, 'Let its foundation be laid.'" Isaiah 45, 1 through 2, verses 1 through 2. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, "Whose right hand I take hold of to subdue nations before him, and strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and I will level the mountains." God promised great victory for Cyrus for the sake of Israel, even though Cyrus was a heathen king. In verse 13, he says, "I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free." Chapters 4 through 8 of Micah address him Jerusalem and Zion as watchtower of the flock, or the tower of Eder. Eder is near Bethlehem, where the shepherds were keeping their flocks when the angels brought them tidings of the birth of Christ. Some think Bethlehem itself is mentioned here. Some think it is a tower at the gate of Jerusalem, which is called the Sheep Gate. And through that gate, Christ rode in triumph into Jerusalem. Matthew Henry commented that. Quote from Matthew Henry's commentary. A promise of the glories of the spiritual Jerusalem, the gospel church, which is the tower of the flock, that one fold in which all the sheep of Christ are protected under one shepherd. And to thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the dignity and equal and power equal to that of David and Solomon. That kingdom shall again come to daughter of Jerusalem, which it was deprived of at the captivity. I quote. Now, this had by no means its accomplishment in Zerubbabel, and therefore it must refer to the kingdom of the Messiah, and had its accomplishment when God gave to our Lord Jesus the throne of his father David. Luke chapter 1 verse 32. Angel appeared to Mary and foretold the birth of Jesus. And in Luke 1 verse 32, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. The former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. In verse 8. Part B. Isaiah chapter 126, we read like this, I will restore your judges as in the days of old, your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you will be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. I quote. Verse 9 of chapter 4 asks the questions. Now, why do you cry aloud? Is there no king among you? Has your counselor perished that pains have taken you like a woman in labor? I quote this from the Amplified Bible. Isaiah 13:8, terror will seize them. Pain and anguish will grip them. They will writhe like a woman in labor. They will look against at each other, their faces aflame. Jerusalem's pangs were not dying agonies, but labor pain, which will be forgotten when a child would be born into this world and would bring peace. Let Jerusalem be comforted that their labor pain would be soon be vanished when Messiah appears and set up his eternal kingdom. Verse 10 of the chapter 4, the promise was given that they would be rescued from Babylon. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies, I quote. But starting verse 11, the battle of Armageddon is predicted, even though the name is not mentioned. But now, many nations are gathered against you, they say. Let her be defiled. Let our eyes gloat over Zion. Verse 11, I quote. The prophet looked down the centuries to the end times and saw his people being attacked by many Gentile nations. I quote from Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1 through 2. A day of the Lord is coming when your plunder will be divided among you. I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem to fight against it. Revelations 16, 14. They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Verse 16 of the same chapter, then they gather the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The enemies were gloating over Israel because they were so sure of defeating them, but they did not know that God has different plans for Israel. In Micah 4:12 we read, but they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan. He who gathers them like sheaves to the threshing floor. The plan of her enemies against her would not work. They would be baffled. They thought that Israel was weak and defenseless. But the Lord will make their soldiers sharp threshing instruments to harvest the nations. God will give them horns. That is a symbol of power. God will give them horns of iron and hoops of bronze. Micah 4:13, rise and thrash, O daughter of Zion, for I'll give you horns of iron, I will give you hoops of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. The enemies of Zion would find that it was their occasion of ruin. Zion would be victorious over them. God would make their iron of horn to push their enemies down, and their hoofs of bronze to tread upon them when they are down. Thus they would break to pieces many nations. Isaiah 41, chapter 14 and 15, we read like this, do not be afraid, O them, Jacob, O little Israel, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make into a threshing sledge, new and sharp with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them and reduce the hills to chaff. Now the atmosphere was turned around. Before Jacob was the threshing floor and Babylon the threshing instrument. Now the situation is changed around. Jacob here is mighty and he is the threshing instrument. Isaiah chapter 21, the last part of 9 and 10, we read it like this. Babylon has fallen, all the images of its gods lie shattered on the ground. O my people, crushed on the threshing floor. Micah chapter 4, verse 13, second part we read like this. You will be devoured, their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. When the battle was over, the victorious Jewish army will devote all these spoils to the service of the Lord. Matthew Henry put it this way, the spoils gained by Zion's victory shall be brought into the sanctuary and devoted to God, either in part as those of Midian, that's in Numbers 31:28, or in whole as those of Jericho, that in Joshua 6:17. Some make all this to point at the defeat of Sennacherib. We see here four views. Some think it is talking about the defeat of Sennacherib when he besieged Jerusalem, others to the destruction of Babylon, others to the success of the Maccabees, but others think that it had its full accomplishment in the spiritual victories obtained by the gospel of Christ over the powers of darkness that fought against it. The nations thought to ruin Christianity in its infancy, but it was victorious over them. Matthew Henry referred two Bible verses here, that is Numbers 31:28, from the soldiers who fought in the battle set apart as tribute for the Lord, one out of every 500, whether persons, cattle, donkeys, sheep, or goats. That is the part of the parts that are devoted to God. In Joshua 6:17 says, the city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. So here God is requiring that the whole of the city devoted to the Lord. God has great plan for Israel. He will not forsake his people. The enemies want to destroy Israel, but God will not allow that. His enemies will be completely destroyed, and the spoils will be given to for God. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10 through 11, we read like this: this is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. In Zephaniah, talked about the future of Jerusalem. God promised great victory over her enemies. Chapter 3 of Zephaniah, verse 8 says, I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, and to pour out my wrath on them, all my fierce anger. The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Chapter 3, verse 15 of Zephaniah. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemies. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. Verse 20 of the same chapter says, at that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. We concluded chapter 4 of Micah and lesson 4. Lesson 5, we will explore chapter 5 of Micah. The main title of the chapter 5 is Birth and Rejection of the King. May God bless you all.